Educating voters and talking about democracy is the focus of our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area for In the Public Interest. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking to longtime League member who has served in the State League Advocacy Board. She's a member of Friends of Restorative Justice and the State Collaborative to End Mass Incarceration. She has been a faculty member and associate director of the University of Michigan English Language Institute, has a law degree. Welcome to Carolyn Madden.
Thank you.
Today we're here to talk about how the League works to advocate and influence public policy. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, as most people know, the League is very interested in voter rights and preventing voter suppression, and we've been for the past year or two working on gerrymandering and trying to get rid of gerrymandering and changing it to the benefit of all of our citizens. And we've also been working on Promote the Vote to help people get to the polls easier and fairness to all. But what people maybe don't know is that the League also advocates for a lot of other policies and legislation. That's what I'm here today to talk about a little bit, to make people aware that the League is more than voting. Voting is the most important thing, but we are about a whole lot more issues.
So to begin with, how do you even know where to look or what policies you want to advocate for?
Well, the League at the national level has a number of principles that guide us in figuring out which of the state policies and legislation that we want to look at. There's a process, an extended process of studying some of these issues and deciding what issues we want to work on. The national level does this. At the national committee, they'll bring some issues forward and we decide as a group what issues we want to study. Once you study that, we go to a number of leagues and find out whether the people are supportive of this. But it's an extraordinary process because a lot of people do some research and we have a lot of articles to read about a particular issue. At the state level, the same thing. Every 2 years, there's a study plan that we have. We sort of go to the leagues. They send out a form for all of the leagues to look at and to figure out what issues they feel need sort of upgrading, for example. So 2 years ago, we revisited our agricultural migrant seasonal worker position, and we had a study time for that. We looked at that, and now that's a new policy that we have included that regardless of immigration status, they can obtain a license or an ID card. At the state level, we also have a list of a lot of the policies that we have to do with Great Lakes. So it might be very specific to the state of Michigan. For example, we have a prison and Michigan prison policy. And one of the things in that one is to try to encourage that juveniles aren't treated as adults. And right now, there is a campaign to raise the age for juveniles to be 18 to before they're tried and sentenced as adults. And the League is supportive of that and has been supportive of that.
Well, I'm just curious. Yeah. You're having these conversations and discussing these extremely important issues. Is it always a smooth process in determining the League's position?
In determining the League's position, it's a long study process.
Okay.
So you might do that for a year before you would come back with either a change in position or a different position. It might be adding on something.
Is there conversations and debates?
You have it at your local. You have choices. So, for example, a number of years ago, we had some a more local kind of thing about immigration. And we had gotten some of the literature from the National League, and we spent time in the Ann Arbor League reading and discussing these. And we had a survey of what people wanted to see the immigration policy look like. So it's a long process. Mm-hmm. It's not a short process. But every league has autonomy to do this how they might. And not every league will participate in every study issue.
Sounds like it's thoroughly vetted.
Thoroughly vetted.
Thoroughly vetted.
Nobody's voting for anything until they know what they're voting for.
And once you decide to advocate, what's the process for that?
So then what happens is the State Advocacy Board of Michigan, for example.
The League of Women Voters?
Of Women Voters.
You have a state advocacy board.
We have a state advocacy made up of people from different parts around the state. And on the state advocacy board are people who have particular interests. So you might have an environmentalist on there, a league member who is interested in the environmental issues. It doesn't mean that you don't participate in the discussion in general, but you're going to bring that issue to the forefront of the state advocacy board meetings. So what happens if, for example, I was on the criminal, I was representing the criminal and the immigration aspects, the prison and immigration aspects of what the league is involved in. And so I would keep track of some of the legislation that was going on.
Okay.
So, for example, when Raise the Age came up, because all of these things take, as you well know, many years to get through our House and Senate, I would bring something forward and we would all decide whether or not support or oppose. Is it based on one of us would have to do the research and see whether or not this follows the principles and the policies that the league has been supporting. So I would look up for example, on the prison issue, I would look up and I saw that they were supporting juveniles to go to be in the adult prison. So when legislation came up, I would bring that in front of the state advocacy board. They would support or oppose that. If we supported it, then that meant a couple of things can happen. So we can all write letters. We get alerts that...
I was going to ask you that, action alerts.
Yes.
are those?
So we get the action alerts to all people to write letters to support, or we get actually the president, for example, went, and I'm not quite sure whether it was on this issue or not, but the president of the league can actually go and advocate at a hearing for us on one of these issues. We would meet our legislators on these issues, and at that point, we're advocating, because there's another process that we do later, not advocating, but sort of educating and talking to them about the issues. So a number of things can happen, but that's at the state level. What the local levels and the local members do would be write letters in support of these things once the action alert comes out. The league does this at the national, state, and local league. Some of the local leagues have positions that they take. They have to be in line with all the principles and policies that we've talked about at the national and state level. But you can advocate for things at the local level also, and you can do studies at the local level too. We're a large organization.
Right.
I am sure you know we've grown tremendously in the past couple of years, and so there are a lot of people with a lot of interest. But to the best of my knowledge, it's really those of us involved that have bring up these issues for us to pursue.
Carolyn Madden from the Ann Arbor League of Women Voters, thanks so much for joining us on this edition of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much.